The Justice Department says it is the largest environmental enforcement case in history, $4.6 billion. That's how much an Ohio company, American Electric Power, will pay to clean up its coal-fired power plants in five states. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports.
Environmentalists say this settlement means millions of Americans in the East and Midwest will soon breathe cleaner air.
This is a huge victory for clean air and for the people of the United States.
That's John Walk, a lawyer for the Natural Resources Defense Council. Today's settlement stems from lawsuits filed 8 years ago. The Clinton administration accused power companies in the East and Midwest of ignoring a Clean Air Act requirement that they install modern pollution controls when they make major modifications to their plants. Perhaps the biggest target of the EPA crackdown was American Electric Power. Nick Akins is the company's vice president for generation.
We're the biggest coal burner in the country, perhaps even in the hemisphere.
AEP also was one of the biggest polluters. The EPA accused the company of violating the law at 9 plants in 5 states. Like many other companies, American Electric Power fought the lawsuit. The industry hoped the new administration would give it a break, and the Bush administration did try to change the rules, but the courts blocked the changes. Then in April of this year, the Supreme Court unanimously ruled against a utility in one of the other cases, the one against Duke Energy. That took away one of American Electric Power's main legal arguments. And Akin says it helped push the company to settle before a trial, which was scheduled to start today.
Our fear was that we could wind up with something very prescriptive.
In fact, Akin says the company is pleased with the settlement. It had already committed to installing most of the pollution control equipment required under the agreement.
Many of the things listed were the equipment that we've already have operating at our power plants, and then several others that are already under construction.
AEP fought this enforcement case kicking and screaming for 8 years, so I would expect some amount of spin on their part.
John Walk of the Natural Resources Defense Council says the implications of the settlement are huge.
The truth is that they are doing far more than the law requires. They are doing it earlier. They are getting more pollution out of the air as a result of this settlement. This is a huge victory for clean air and for the people of the United States.
Under the government's calculation, American Electric Power will reduce its emissions of pollutants by 800,000 tons per year. Over time, the company's total emissions will drop by three-quarters. EPA officials say that means air quality will improve both around the plants and in downwind states like New York, Massachusetts, and Maryland. Asthma attacks, strokes, and heart attacks will send fewer people to hospitals, and forests and streams will become healthier. Granta Nakayama is an EPA assistant administrator.
This case stands for the fact that the government has stood steadfast over almost 8 years pursuing this case, and that we believe to ensure a level playing field and to ensure that the public gets the health benefits that they're entitled to, that all regulated parties must meet their responsibilities under the environmental laws and regulations of the United States of America.
This is the 14th and largest case the government has settled with an electric power company. Four cases have yet to be decided. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.